You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
It's Matan Torah that everybody stood by Har Sinai, Mountain of Sinai. Then we have the subject of Nisikin, that is the damages. Why there's such an order? So in Parshat Mishpatim, we see many, many cases. Like they say, it says, V'chi yeribun anashim, when two people fight. Never happens. You know, you never see a Yehudi fight. Or let's say somebody dug a pit, and then somebody falls in it, or the animal falls in it. So we have many, many cases like this that might cause harm and damages for other people. So now the question is, like, let's say you walk in the street and then without paying attention, then you see you're not on the flat land. You landed in the end of the pit. So now what is your impression? What something like that happens to you? How do you feel? What do you say? You're shocked. Right, so how do you express yourself?
Very angry.
Angry, yes. You're angry, obviously. What do they do, people, when they get angry? I mean, you don't know, you can guess.
They shout.
What else?
Some they say Baruch Hashem.
Right, you know, something like out of control, you say things that you should not say, you know, you act, you know, the way that it's not expected. So now, here, obviously, when such a thing happens, who do you blame? Who do you blame?
The one that did the
home. Yeah, the one, you know, punched you, the one that dug a pit, and so on. You say, ay, 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 ezeh chacham. And he said, you know, tzaddik. And you give him like a list of all the Mishabelach Avotenu, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. So now here, the beautiful message here is why the chapter of damages is right next to Ma'amad Har Sinai.
Because it's everything done by Hashem.
Ah, very nice. Blame the guy. Yeah. So now here we learn, actually, obviously, yeah, he dug a pit and then somebody fell in it. Or his animal, you know, give him a nice hit. But here, the fact of the matter here is that it seems like that he was the cause. But the fact of the matter here is that who programmed whatever that was supposed to happen, who? Yeah, Ribono Shel Olam. So that's why it's very puzzling that this chapter is right next to Ma'amad Har Sinai. So what happened at Ma'amad Har Sinai? Hashem revealed himself and he spoke to Am Yisrael. So in the same aspect, that the same Hashem Yitbarach spoke to Am Yisrael. So we see this chapter, it teaches us that, what does it teach us?
If follow the law of the Torah,
don't
fall in that kind of
thing. Beautiful. That you should not blame anybody. That's what it's teaching us. Don't blame anybody. Don't say, you like this, you have to do this, you're no good. How many times I have to tell you? Why don't you shape up? Ah, that's a very good question. I was waiting for somebody to ask this question. Chazak Baruch. So Gemara teaches us, Migalgelin Chovah An Yedei Chayav. What does that mean? That when somebody causes something that is not right to do, why he's doing this? Migalgelin Chovah An Yedei Chayav. Because actually, whoever was supposed to be punished, but who's going to bring the act? So Ribbono Shel Olam picks somebody that he's supposed to be punished anyway. He's chayav. That means he's guilty. So Hashem gives him another thing as a punishment, as his punishment, to bring the act of harm and damages to somebody else. And the other way, migalgelin zechut al yedei zakai. What does that mean? That means that Ribbono Shel Olam picks people that they have credit to do mitzvah. Migalgelin zechut al yedei zakai. So what does it mean? It's like a giving birth. The one that they did terrible thing, so then it keeps doing it. It keeps happening, right? Chova al yedei chayav, zechut al yedei zakai. That's how it is. But who programmed, who supposed to do this? Who's supposed to do kindness to somebody? Who's supposed to harm somebody? Who?
Ribbono Shel Olam.
Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam. HaKadosh brings a Gemara, that is in Gemara Yerachin, Daf Tet Zayin, the 16th page of the Gemara Yerachin, that brings that, let's say, you park your car by the Beit Knesset, was that a shame? Early, you come 3 o'clock to learn.
Amen.
And then what do you have to do when you park your car?
You have to lock it.
No. Not in the parking, in outside, on the street. Yeah. You have to put money in the parkometer. No. It's in the afternoon. Yeah, in the morning, it's not Hashem. Yeah, Hashem is again. Yeah. So now, Gemara says, you stretch your hand in your pocket, you like to take a quarter out, then the dime comes out. Or you want 2 coins, 1 comes out. What does that mean? So Gemara says, this is the onesh from Shammai. You wanted 2, 1 came out, or you want a quarter, dime came out. So that's an onesh, it's a punishment from Shammai. What? What do you mean? What's the big deal? I wanted a quarter, a dime came out, or a nickel came out. So it's a punishment? What does it mean? That's what Gemara says. What is this supposed to mean? What does it mean?
It's not complete.
Sorry?
It's not complete.
I know, what kind of punishment it is? What's the big deal?
Yisurin.
Why is it Yisurin? Why?
The Nishabe Yisurin.
I know, why is it the Yisurin?
You have to reach for the more money.
Because you have to search your hand again in the pocket.
Exactly.
You have to do it again.
Right.
So that means, Rabbeinu Baal Shem HaKadosh says, when you have to do it again, it's hard. You know, you have to do it again because you want to come, you know, learn your Rashi, your Gemara, you know, then you're stuck because you have to do it again. So that means from Shemayim, they're punishing you. This is a punishment. What do you mean punishment? It's a punishment? So now here, Basham HaGzai says, even a minute, a little thing, the hardship is the Yisurim. Why? Because Hashem said, you know why I had you to stretch your hand in your pocket again? Because I want to wake you up. I want to wake you up. What? When I stretch my hand to get a quarter out, I have to be waken up? Yes. That means at that moment that you're looking for the quarter, Hashem is talking to you. You're looking for the quarter, but Hashem says, wake up. Can you imagine this? Even at the moment that you're doing such a little thing and something goes wrong, Hashem says, I'm talking to you. Wake up, shape up. So here, Baal Shem HaKadosh explains that you see, in every little aspect of life that we go through, Hashem is there to guide us. Hashem is there to tell us, you know, come back to the right path. So here, the chapter that we learned, it seems like he punched him. He dug a hole. He said, no. He didn't dug a hole. Hashem told him to dug a hole. It happened to be somebody, he came to Chafetz Chaim Zatzal, he says, Kibud Arab. I lost my money. There was a hole in my pocket. I lost all my money. Chafetz Chaim said, no. From Shomayim, because they wanted you to lose your money, they made a hole in your pocket. Not that you lost money because there was a hole in your pocket. Because you was punished to lose your money, so they made a hole in your pocket. You understand? It's not that there was a hole. They made a hole for you. So that means you have to see why the hole was there. What happened if it's a hole? But here we say, I lost my money. You know, see what happened to me. I say, no. It's not that you lost money. You made that your money be lost. You made a hole. You made a hole. Not that the hole was just came about. You know what it is? You have such an awareness that see the Ribono Shel Olam, how He's involved in your action. Every step that you take, He's there. He's there.
So, in all the other work we do, which one do you choose to go? All the other work we do, which one is supposed to be the one for that, the one for this?
He decides. We're not. Yes, of course. But every wrongdoing has its own type of punishment. It's not that Ribono Shel Olam punishes us, Chas v'Shalom. Just imagine as an experiment you should not do. When you go home, turn off your stove and then stretch your finger toward the fire. What happens?
Yeah.
Why it burns? Why?
Because it's hot.
It's hot?
It's fire.
Okay. Because the nature of the fire burnt. Nature of the fire burnt.
Yes.
That's what it is. It's the teva of the ish. The teva and the nature of the wrongdoing, it burns. Very simple. That's it. You do something wrong, it's going to come back to you. Not today, not tomorrow, not next week, not this month, not 2 months, but He's going to come after you. He's not going to leave you alone.
But how do you know you're not the one that's belong to this one, the one that belongs to the other one?
You're not supposed to go, no, you know, to any wrong direction. When you drive, how do you drive?
You do many
things. I know. You sleep when you drive?
Sometimes, yeah.
You need a lot of Misha Barach and Shin La Ma'alot. But are you supposed to sleep when you drive?
No. You don't go opposite the road.
Yes, of course. See, the point of mine here is the Midrash brings happened to be a son of the king that, you know, was not really behaving, staying up, you know, late at night, playing with his laptop, you know, cell phone and so on. So we're not listening to his Abba, to the Melech. So Abba said, you know, I'm fed up with you. Enough. Die. But if you don't shape up, you know what I'm going to do? You made me very angry. There's a big, big stone in the garden. I'm going to just throw it at you. So the kid, you know, a little bit was shaken up. So he shaped up. So now I hear the king didn't know what to do. Because he swore that, you know, I'm going to throw this big stone at you. So he consults with his advisors. And the advisor says, yeah, there's no problem. You know, you still can do it. But what is Right to do, grind the big stone and throw it at him. It's the same stone, but in form of sand, right? So here, as we explained, the Averot, unfortunately, they have the nature to come after us. But the choice that we have, instead of, Chas v'Shalom, God forbid, get hit with a big stone, grind it. Grind it, then it's not going to hurt you. It's not going to hurt you. And that's the choice we have. But if you don't shape up, Chas v'Shalom, so you're not acting as a Chacham Beit, as a wise person. And that's what exactly we have to always have the awareness that, you know, any step that I take, maybe even the little things, as simple as you stretching your hand in the pocket, you want a quarter, the dime comes out. Hashem says, I'm talking to you. Shape up. And this is a rachamav. And mercy of Ribbono Shel Olam, that always, like a good father, Avinu Malkeinu, he watches us. He directs us. And if we act like a good kid, we have to make him happy. How? Listen to him. Follow his path. Happened to be a... Yeah, happened to be a very interesting story, and a good thing you asked, you know, Baruch Hashem, you know. Yeah. Happened to be a story, it was a Talmid, a student came to Israel, Kibbutz Arab, I don't know what to do. Yetzer Hara doesn't leave me, I don't know what to do. So he said, you know, this is a very, very complicated question, I don't know what to answer you, but there's a Rav that I know, you go to his address, and discuss this matter with him, and tell him I sent you, and then he tells you what exactly to do. So he goes, find the address. He goes to the Rav's place and start knocking. He opens the door. Again, he knocks. Bang on the door. Nothing. So he comes back to the Rav and says, this Rav, I don't know, he doesn't answer. No, I waited there, you know, 10, 15, half an hour. But he doesn't open the door. So what do you mean? So he doesn't open the door. So you don't understand? So what do you mean? Oh, I don't understand. So you went there to understand. So what do you mean? What am I supposed to understand? He says, you are the one that opened the door to the Yetzer Hara. But if, even though that he knocks and you don't open the door, so now Yetzer Hara is not going to come in. Who lets the Yetzer Hara in? You let it in by opening the door. But when you don't open the door, that means you won't let him. You don't put yourself in the circumstances that Yetzer Hara is going to put you in a trap. But if you don't open the door for him, he's not going to... Chas v'Shalom cause you to do something that you're not supposed to do. Yetzer Hara is there not to trick you. Yetzer Hara is there to make you to not listen to him. That's why he's created. That's why he's there. So that means every challenge that we have Yetzer Hara, then we have an opportunity to gain such a reward. But if Chas v'Shalom show weakness and open the door, he's there to come in. Lepetach Chatat Roves. That's what Ribbono Shel Olam told Chaim at the beginning of the creation. When you go out there, Lepetach Chatat Roves. He's there. He's there waiting for you. But if you open the door for him, not even a door, a little opening is going to grab you.
Yeah.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.